Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Naama Weiss with a commentary for Parashat Kedoshim, Fruit Trees and Foreskins. In Parashat Kedoshim, the Torah introduces the commandment of Orla, where one is forbidden from eating fruit that grows in the first 3 years after a tree's planting. וכי תבואו אל הארץ ונטעתם כל עץ מאכל והרלתם אורלתו את פריו, שלוש שנים יהיה לכם ערלים לא יאכל. When you enter the land and plant any tree for food, you shall regard its fruit as forbidden. 3 years it shall be forbidden for you, not to be eaten. But the use of the word Orla here has puzzled generation of commentators. For though it appears frequently in the Torah, it is not typically connected to trees. Indeed, we primarily associate the term with circumcision. How are the two uses of Orla related, and can tracing this relationship reveal something new about the rite of circumcision itself? Rashi interprets the expression וערלתם אורלתו, as opaque and sealed, meaning that the tree will be closed and unattainable. The Aramaic translation, unkelus, uses utrachkun rachka, meaning keep away from. The most common appearance in the Bible of the term orla is in the context of circumcision, in the sense of flesh covering a body organ. This meaning fits the appearance of the word in various combinations. Aral sefataim, when excess skin on the lips interferes with speech. Or arelaos nam, when excess skin on the ear interferes with hearing. And figuratively, levavam he'arel, when heart cover interferes with feeling. While etymological development seems to be from the concrete to the borrowed and the abstract, from orlat basar, the foreskin, of the flesh, to orlat ha'etz, the forbidden fruit, Midrash Genesis Rabbah flips the direction in its discussion of Abraham's circumcision. The Midrash opens with the parable about a noble woman, thus incorporating a woman into a discussion of circumcision. Walk before me and be blameless. Rabbi Levi said, it is like a noble woman to whom the king said, would you pass before me? So she passed before him, and her face blushed. She thought, what if some flaw is found on me? The king replied, you have no flaw, except an overgrown nail on your little finger. Cut it, and the defect will be gone. This is what God said to Abraham. There is nothing wrong with you but this foreskin. Remove it and get rid of the defect, and walk before me and be blameless. The parallel drawn between Abraham and a female figure is a creative way of including women in the idea of circumcision. But why do the rabbis need to include women? The reason becomes clear in the second part of the Midrash, where circumcision is linked to fertility. Here the rabbis discuss how Abraham knows that the flesh of your orla, besar orlatchem, is a foreskin. After all, orla can be a skin or flesh that covers any body organ. Rabbi Huna says, in the name of Bar Kapara, Abraham sat and pondered similar laws of inference. Orla is used in reference to a human and to a tree, just as orla in a tree refers to the place it bears fruits. So also orla in human is in the place where he gives fruits. To explicitly answer the question of how Abraham knew that Orla was foreskin, the Midrash uses Talmudic hermeneutics and learns from the orla of the tree's fruits that circumcision should be connected to the organ of fertility. In the third part of the Midrash, Rabbi Hanina ben Pazi disagrees with his predecessors and claims that Abraham received a hint from God that circumcision is related to fertility. Quote, I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will make you exceedingly numerous. That is, I will establish my covenant in the place where, in his body, he will multiply. This connection between circumcision and fertility is related to a cultural perception that the foreskin symbolizes an excess of masculinity that may threaten a woman's fertility. In this context, foreskin removal can be interpreted as creating a balance between male and female, which is necessary for conception. The link between circumcision and fertility also appears in the biblical text itself. When the announcement of Isaac's birth interrupts God's commandment of circumcision and its execution by Abraham. As in the Midrash, the biblical narrative highlights that the connection between circumcision and fertility requires the involvement of the woman. Thus, in addition to the mitzvah of circumcision, Genesis includes a name change ceremony where both Abraham and Sarah receive the same addition to their name. Also, we may understand Sarah as undergoing a parallel physiological process to Abraham, which also involves bleeding before conception. The Midrash highlights the aforementioned physiological changes that Abraham and Sarah experience simultaneously, circumcision for Abraham and renewal of menstruation for Sarah, using the image of two locks that can be repaired so that they can be opened again only by the same craftsman who created them. The Babylonian Talmud refers to this parallel infertility by calling Abraham and Sarah tumtumin, individuals whose sex is unknown because their genitalia are covered or hidden. This image represents a return to the primordial androgynous state in which man was created. The existence of both sexes in one organism brings us back to the use of the term orla as referring to a tree as a mostly monoecious plant, having both female and male reproductive organs. The literary connection that the Midrash makes between the orla of the tree and the orla of the man is a complex cultural work that includes mediation between two different species. This link leads to an understanding of circumcision in the context of fertility that requires the involvement of both sexes. This is integrated with a broader literary activity in the biblical text and in the Midrash that strives for a balance between Abraham and Sarah in the context of the commandment of circumcision and that is connected to the announcement of the birth of Isaac. In this sense, the rabbi's motive for connecting circumcision with fertility can be understood as an attempt to deal with the problematic lack inherent in this commandment, the absence of the woman.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.